the New South Wales Special Commission of Inquiry into Child Sex Abuse has heard that police officers discussed whether a Catholic mafia existed within the force that deliberately hindered the investigation of paedophile priests. The revelation was made by Detective Chief Inspector Peter Fox, whose relentless campaign against child sexual abuse led in part to the setting up of the Commission of Inquiry. The inquiry is investigating claims by Detective Fox that he was told not to investigate an alleged cover-up by church officials of child abuse allegedly committed by priests within the Diocese of Maitland-Newcastle in New South Wales. PM's Martin Cudahy reports.
The Commission is focusing on why Detective Chief Inspector Peter Fox was asked to stop investigating child sexual abuse and whether there has been a cover-up. He's been giving evidence for most of today about how complaints regarding dead former priests Dennis McAlinden and Jim Fletcher were investigated. Counsel assisting the Commissioner, Julia Lonergan, SC, this morning raised some of the questions she wants answers to.
What were the circumstances in which Detective Chief Inspector Fox was asked to cease investigating those matters? What exactly was Detective Chief Inspector Fox investigating in 2010? And where were his investigations up to when he was asked, as he saw it, to cease and hand over his materials?
Detective Chief Inspector Fox has been detailing some of the events which made him go to ABC TV's Late Line in November last year. He's told the inquiry he had a file labelled A Conspiracy on the Church locked in a safe in his police office. The Commission heard he took a month off for a family holiday, and when he returned, a colleague told him his office had been searched by two senior police officers. He told the inquiry that she said to him, they were looking for something on the Catholic Church. Whatever it was they were looking for, they didn't find it. And, please don't tell them I told you. The witness told the inquiry, it was then I started to very seriously distrust some very senior police. I had never encountered in my 35 years policing conduct like this. One of those senior officers then formally requested the file be handed over, so the detective asked whether the inquiry would be continued. The whistleblower told the inquiry, he gave me the impression it wouldn't be a big investigation. It would only be short and small. The Commission heard of another conversation, this one between Chief Inspector Fox and a colleague, Troy Grant, who's now the Nationals' state MP for Dubbo. Detective Chief Inspector Fox told the inquiry this was the first time he had heard the term Catholic Mafia. When asked if this mafia was inside New South Wales Police, he replied, I took it to mean that's what he was talking about. Troy Grant is to give evidence at the Special Commission tomorrow. Peter Gogarty is a victim of Jim Fletcher. Outside the Newcastle Supreme Court, he said he's glad victims will be heard.
Their stories will be recognised, and I think for me, and probably for a lot of other people, that no other child is ever put in this predicament. I mean, it is very distressing to me that any child should have had to put up with this, and that an institution condoned it and let it happen is horrendous.
Detective Chief Inspector Fox will continue giving evidence tomorrow before being cross-examined, and Commissioner Margaret Conneen, SC, made a point of reminding victims that it's not too late to come forward.
Martin Cudahy.